This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, Baseball Hall of Famer, Oreo Hall of Famer. He is Jim Palmer. What's going on, Jim?
Well, now sun's about maybe an hour away from coming up out here in California, but the June gloom is here in May.
So it is. That,
there's no June gloom for the Orioles, of course.
Absolutely.
Or May, June.
So you got up extra early for us this morning. That's mighty nice of you.
Well, Jim. You know, I could give you some credit, or I could give my wire hair dachshund who woke me up to 12:38 and 4. Teddy's been having some stomach problems, so I brought him up, got him his pills, let him out, and knew you would be calling. So, no, it's all on a regular day out here.
Well, thank you very
much.
Until
I come back and do games.
What was not a regular day yesterday is John Means going 9 innings, striking out 12, walking none, one wild pitch away from a perfect game. The last time an Oriole threw a complete no-game, no-hitter was you back in 1969. Your thoughts on Means' performance yesterday?
Well, it was magnificent. I know Rick Dempsey prided himself. That curveball, it should have been blocked, but it wasn't. He's got himself a perfect game. Just a curveball that, Severino came up on, and with Pedro, you see the mannerisms, whatever, and sometimes he's as good as anybody blocking balls, and then sometimes it's a curveball. It's going 12 to 6. I think one of the reasons that John's as good as he is because he's added a little bit better spin rate on his curveball. Slider's been more consistent. And then he always has the fastball changeup combo. So, either way, it's a no hitter. It's a great way to get out of the, a tough road trip. It's always tough to go out west. Of course the Orioles this year, they're much better. They're 15-16. They're only 4-10 at home. So, for this season to proceed and to be a little bit more positive, they're going to have to get the ERA. It's a little bit over 5 runs a game at home, and they're just going to have to, the offense is, can be suspect, as we know. And I just think they're just going to have to improve that. And, they got a lot of young players that look like they're kind of going in the right direction after slow starts.
Hey, Jim, what's it like when you get into the eighth inning of a no-hitter? Like, people always say, you don't talk about it. But you guys have to obviously know. Like, what's it like for what's the tension like? What's it like for the position players and the pitcher?
Well, the fact that they went from 3-0 to 6-0. I mean, I got 8 runs in my game. They showed John talking to people and whatever. I mean, it's not something exactly you hide. I think you probably do it more in the booth. But a no-hitter's a no-hitter. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I was talking to Tyler Kepner of the New York Times, and I said, do you guys play golf?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Have you ever had a hole-in-one?
No.
Okay. So I had – my first one was with Jeb Bush and two Secret Service guys in South Miami, And Jeb looked at me and he said, it's when his dad was the president. He said, do you ever have a hole-in-one? I said, no. He said, well, you just did. About an 8-iron went about 163 yards, and – the two guys with the Uzis in the back of the golf cart go, yep, it went in. So that was my first hole-in-one. The interesting thing about, and I think it speaks volumes about what's going on in modern-day starting pitching, is that hole-in-ones are, once you have one, if I was a pretty good golfer, right? So every time I would get to a par 3, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to hit it on the green. I'm going to make a birdie. Then you have a hole-in-one. And once you have a hole in one, every time, I mean every time you tee a ball up on a par three, you think that, you know what, there is a chance, because you had one, that that ball can go in the hole. And if you never had one, you just don't, you don't realize it. It's kind of like, you know, it's one of those life lessons. You know, you wake up in the morning, you really had a great day and everything kind of went your way. You never realized that, you know what, I can get up in the morning and everything can go my way. Well, it's the same thing with golf. It's the same thing with starting pitching. I think there's been 902 starts this year. Now, some are maybe some of the openers. So say there's 825 maybe. There's been 17 complete games. I mean, I just think it's great. We've been three no-hitters this year. Musgrave down in San Diego, Rodon in Chicago with the White Sox, and now John Means. So I think for the modern-day pitcher, especially John, I mean, not only is that a no-hitter, it's his first time ever pitched a complete game. So now, every time John goes out there, you know, hey, I can pitch a complete game. Maybe I'll have a no-hitter. I mean, he's never had a one-hitter, a two-hitter, a three-hitter, or a four-hitter, or whatever that, because the game has just changed. So I look at yesterday, you know, it was great pitching performance. You know, the Mariners, they are, you know, I mean, perfect team. I mean, they're hitting 184 at home. So when you're good and John Means is good, that's a perfect thing. But what they do is hit better than the Orioles with runners in scoring position, and they hit a few more home runs. But, you know, that he pitched great. They didn't hit. They're hitting 184 when they're in Seattle. It was a perfect storm for them. But he pitched great, and now, the next time he's probably thinking, you know what, I can pitch maybe nine innings. You know, and the pitch count was efficient. I mean, it was everything you want from a starting pitcher. And to me, somebody has to be your ace, you know, the ace of the staff. Yes. And for the Orioles, it's John Means. He's been the last four games last year, what, he gave up one run in each one of them, all solo home runs. So, I mean, this is a guy that's taken a step. He's a hard worker, went to the throwing camp before 2019, got on the radar. That one game up in Yankee Stadium in relief. Where he came in, and this is when the Yankees had their A lineup in 2019. The Orioles won, I think, three out of the first four games or something like that. I mean, they didn't have a chance because of the changeup. I think he threw one hanging changeup, Sanchez, who can hit home runs, hit a home run, and that was it. And he got on the radar, and the rest is history.
Hey, Jim, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Ray Miller. He passes away. Your thoughts on him as a coach, and also, I mean, look, he was a manager, so baseball guy through and through.
Well, he really was, you know, and, you know, he was Davey Leonard, my roommate with the Orioles, and, you know, went to Hopkins, the only guy that ever did that and played in the big leagues. I mean, you know, Ray came through the minor leagues for the Orioles. So when George Bamberger left and went to manage, the Brewers in Milwaukee, and Ray came on, you know, it was one of the, you know, I mean, he kind of knew what we did. He'd lived it in the minor leagues. He knew about the throwing programs, the running programs. You know, he knew that, you know, when if you were a starting pitcher, you were going to, you know, try to pitch as long as you could. And, you know, I mean, what the motto was, work quickly, change speeds, and throw strikes. And, you know, now maybe, you get a little help with the Rapsodo cameras and the, you know, the TrackMan and all that. But, you know, basically, you hit it right on the head. He was a baseball guy. And, you know, I always knew he wanted to manage, you know, because back then coaches didn't get paid a whole lot. So, you know, he went off to, he went to Pittsburgh with Jim Leland, and then he was, you know, managed in Minnesota, then came back here. And, I really hadn't seen him, but, you know, he would send a note. I would send a note every once in a while. I mean, when he finished managing, I think, you know, the little things, not that you mean to do that, but you want to be supportive of the manager. And, you know, he wrote me a little note saying, thanks for, you know, all the nice things you said and whatever. And, he was just a great baseball guy. And, probably the best story was, you know, the late Mike Flanagan, you know, the first year inter-squad game in Miami, and, you know, Flanny's out there, and, you know, he hadn't pitched since, you know, September of the year before. And, you know, he walks a couple of guys, and Ray runs out to the mound. He says, Flanny, you know, you're rushing, you know, your rhythm's all off. And Mike looked at him and he said, Ray, this is spring training. This is what spring training's for. Ray goes, oh yeah. Okay. I'll talk to you when you get in on the bench. So, you know, he just turned around and ran back. And so, you know, he understood, and, you know, he had been one of us. You know, he tried to make his way through the Orioles organization. So, you know, and again, I mean, he had such an impact on so many different players, you know, whether it's a coach or a manager. And that, I think a lot of times, you know, if you're smart and you're kind of with it, you realize how important coaches are, because they really turn your careers around, and they're there, and they can be supportive, and sometimes they can be your worst enemies, and sometimes they can be your best friends.
Jim, thanks a lot, my friend. Look forward to seeing you when you get back in town.
Oh, well, I hope so. You guys be careful.
You too.
All right, see you soon. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.